We are in Simen Ayin Tes in Hilchas Krishma. We are up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sif and Beis in Gimel. Says the Mechaber, we're talking about saying Krishma when there is Tzoa around. Hoysa b'mokam gavoa asara tfachim, o namuch asara. If it is either 10, it is either 10 tfachim above or 10 tfachim down, which means, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and it's 4 amas wide. It is sitting on some kind of shelf, a 4 tfachim wide. The halacha is that it's considered in a different rishus. Oh, shahoysa bevayis echad v'hu bevayis acher, or it's in a different room. In the lashon of Chazal, the word bias means a room. Afilu apesach pesuach v'yoshet betzida. Even if the door is open and you're sitting along, you're sitting beside the door. V'roa osa, and you can see it. Im ein lo reach yochol likros. If there is no reach, you are allowed to read Shema. The kiven shibur shusacheres karinim beishapir vayom achanecha kadosh laharosh. According to the Rosh, where there is no din of lo yira v'cha erva's dover with regard to tzoa, that's only a halacha in erva. So there, so long as the tzoa is outside of your rishus because it is higher 10 tfachim or beneath 10 tfachim, down low 10 tfachim low, or it is in a different room altogether, even though you can see it, that is not your machane, which means even though the halacha is that if it's outside your 4 amas, but in the same room, if you can see it, then your having seen it brings it back into your machane, and there's an issur of saying Shema. Nevertheless, if it's above 10, beneath 10, or outside of the room altogether, the halachi is that it is not considered in your machane, even though you can see it, and you're allowed to say Shema according to the Rosh. Avola Rajba, but according to the Rajba who holds that there's a din of lo yirabacha ervas dover, even with regard to tzoa, dafke kishena roa osa, that's only if you don't see it. Vim yesh lo reach, whereas if there is an odor, lo mahani havsaka. The fact that you can't see, the fact that you can't see it doesn't make a difference, because once there's a reach, it's considered soa here. Velo shinui rishus, not havsaka, not shinui rishus will help with regard to reach ra. The yesh orim di chiechad havsaka moelus the tzoatzma. There is an opinion that if the Reach Ra is coming from a different Rishus, that it is mutter, but the Halacha is not like that. Now, let's go through a few other cases. First of all, what happens if you have Tzoa in a different Rishus and there's a glass window separating between the two? The Halacha is that it's mutter according to everybody. If you close your eyes, there's no glass, and the other room is open, and you close your eyes, there's a machlokas, and the Mishnah Berurah is mekel b'shas adchak. Now, in the case where the tzoa is in a different rishus, but there's a reach ra here, so this is a case that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah's hakdama, where the tzoa is in a different rishus, but you can smell it. Do you need 4 amas b'makom shekol ha-reach? Or do we call this reach ra she'en lo ikar and you don't need dalet amas? Mishnah Berurah leaves that as a machlokas. Siv gimel. Chatzar ktana she'nifritza b'meluah l'gedola. What happens if we have a small chatzar that opened up completely to a large chatzar? So if you're standing in the small chatzar, you look into the big one, the entire small room is open completely to the large room. Whereas, aval hagdola, kevin shekosle odfim al shaktana, if you're standing in the big one, so because it's bigger than the smaller one, the two sides leading up to, or up until the point of the small one's opening, the two sides are wall. So if you're looking from the small one, you just see openness. If you're looking from the large one, you see two sides, you see the two shoulders before you get the opening to the small one. So what's the halacha? Aval hagdola, kevin shekasle odfim al shaktana, mitzad zeh mitzad zeh, hashuva kabayis bifnei atzma. So the small one is considered part of the big. The big is not considered part of the small. Hilkach, im tzoa bigdola asolikros biktana, ad shi yarchi kishir. So that if there's tzoa in the larger one, since the smaller one is totally open to it, you couldn't lain in the smaller one. Then so a biktana, whereas whatever is in the smaller one, so if you're looking to the small from the large, you see two shoulders. Mutalikros bigdola below archoka. I mean magia lo reachra. If there's no reachra, it's considered another rishus. So if from where I'm looking there are shoulders, then if the tzoa is in the smaller room, then that would be considered in a different rishus. And there would no, I would not be violating voyamacharecha kadosh. Whereas in the if it's in the larger one and I'm looking from the smaller one becomes bottle to the larger one.